I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, a lesson in regional English in the American South.
And to give you that lesson is a woman who wrote to us from Alabama. Donna Akins is not an English teacher, not a linguist, not an author. She heads a nonprofit organization for adults with developmental disabilities.
But when she's not busy at work, Donna Akins takes a strong interest in language, and she's proud of her Southern linguistic roots, roots which she worries may be withering.
I think we have a real neat dialect, and I hear it dying out, especially when you visit the larger towns. We're very close to Huntsville, Alabama, and we're not too far from Atlanta or Birmingham. And when you visit those places, a lot of the locals you can't even tell are Southerners anymore, and that's sad to me. But then, as I use an example to you in an email, you'll hear those people that are very proud of their Southern heritage and don't hesitate to use it. I heard one woman say, she was asking about someone's family and said, "How's your mom and them?" Well, tell them I said, "How do?"
And that phrase again is?
Well, what she said was, "How's your mom and them?" Which means, how is your family? It's your mama and them. And tell them I said, "How do?" Which is howdy do, or how are you, hello, I'm thinking about you. Just a good all-purpose phrase that that means several different things.
How do you reply to a statement like that?
Well, you would say, "Well, thank you for asking, and I'll let them know that you asked about them."
Well, that I can understand.
Yeah.
And now, what are some other expressions, terms you might, you know, toss into your conversation?
Well, I was talking with Pat this morning, my friend. She has kidded me unmercifully since I've told her that I was doing this with y'all, that I better not get on the radio and embarrass us. But she said, "Will you just let them know that we do own pickup trucks and we can come whoop them if they embarrass us?" So, you know, that was just a big joke between us. But, you know, I still hear friends that will use that expression about, if he steps out of line, I'm going to whoop him. You know, that's not an uncommon thing to say. We laugh about when things are a distance away. It's fur and snaky. And
Fur and snaky. You mean far and?
Snaky just means it's rural and it's a long way off.
Like there might be snakes there.
Exactly. Exactly. You're catching on. So, and I remember as a child just certain words that would be used. I can remember my elderly aunts who would say, "We'll do that directly."
You mean like right now?
It wasn't right now. It was more, it won't be too long before we do that. And I remember my father would use the word hope instead of help.
Could you spell that word, please?
H-O-P-E.
But he meant help. I mean, he was pronouncing it hope.
That's right. He would say, "I stopped and hoped him." And I always found that somewhat embarrassing. I thought it sounded so old. And then I can remember one of my high school English teachers asking, "Did any of our parents say that?" And she told us that, of course, that was the old English form of the word help, and that you still heard that some as a carryover in the South. I don't hear that anymore. I haven't heard that probably since my father passed away a number of years ago.
Well, one of the things you always hear in Southern speech is the expression, y'all. Why don't you go through that for us?
Well, y'all, I hear that a little bit of everywhere now. I'm hearing it on TV. I'm hearing it when I travel, that it doesn't seem to be as much a Southern word anymore as it used to be. I think of it as one word because we would never consider saying "you all," which is what you're implying.
You don't use that for one person. You when you're talking to a group or a couple of people.
Right. And I've heard that on TV where they'll be trying to use the word and they'll refer to a singular person as y'all, and that would never be done here. Y'all is a group.
And we hope y'all, that's Y apostrophe A-L-L, will listen again next week when we'll have more of our conversation about Southern dialects with Donna Akins, a resident of the Muscle Shoals area of Alabama.
Our English teaching segments are all on our website, voanews.com/wordmaster, and our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.